Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
All right, our next guest is a Grammy winner, cultural icon. She starred in movies with Denzel and Spider-Man. And she's got a brand new album that came out here this year titled The Reset, The California Jet Club. Looking forward to this conversation with the lovely and talented Macy Gray. What's going on, Macy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot.
How has your summer been so far, Macy? What's the highlight of the summer so far?
That is an excellent question. Let me think. Well, I'm shooting a TV show that's really, really busy. And I tried to do a road trip. I tried to drive from my mom's house in Ohio all the way to California by myself, but that didn't work out. But I did make it. I made it all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Why didn't it work out? What happened?
It's too far.
That's a long drive.
I just thought I could do it because I've done it before with friends. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to drink Red Bull. I'm going to pull over when I get tired. You know what I mean? I just got so tired of driving. I was so over it. It's so boring, you know? So anyway, I made it all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Then I drove to the airport and flew home.
And what did you do with the vehicle that you were driving? You just leave it in Tulsa?
Yeah, I just left it on the side of the road. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a rental. I took it back.
Oh, nice. Well, I've been jamming to the new album, Macy, and I noticed that on the cover of the album, you have the American flag and the stars are many shades, and I know you sang the anthem recently at All-Star. I get the sense you are a big fan of America, although on this album, you talk about the conflicts and the scars that come with living and being a black woman here in America. So I'm curious, what is your relationship in your heart with America?
Well, you know, I love my country. I love it here. I've been all over the world, and America is definitely up there, you know. And it's where I'm from. It's all that I know. So, but it's not a perfect place, and of course, it's not really the country. It's the people who it's all of us and the way we treat each other, you know. Not always good and not always respectful or fair, you know. So that's really what I was talking about. And then the flag is just a representation of all of us. And a little while ago, I pitched the idea of updating the flag, you know, making a new one. A lot of people thought it was a great idea. A lot of people got really upset. So we put it on the cover. And then it really just kind of is a total, you know, of what the songs are all about.
Yeah, I like the album cover. And I love the art that you did. And I love the version of Cop Killer that you did. I had Ice-T on the show not long ago. And he said that song is just as relevant today as it was in 92 when he cut it. I'm curious, did you speak to Ernie C or Ice-T about making this song and this remake?
Well, I didn't speak to them directly. I've known Ice-T for a really long time. And he said he loved it and so that was great. It was really flattering to hear back from him. But yeah, he's right. I think the reason I love that song is just it's so well written. Like, whether you agree or not, or you want to get into the politics of it, but artistically as an idea and just as poetry and songwriting, it's just an amazing piece of art. You know, and for people who are offended, it's just the key to that song is when he says better you than me, you know, and I think that's where we are as a society, you know, especially since this country thinks it's okay for everybody to have a gun. you get in these situations and you know, you choose yourself and people get hurt and so that's really what he was talking about but it's an amazing song.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And this album is beautiful. There's songs you could dance to. There's songs that will inspire you. And there's songs about social issues like the remake of Cop Killer. The new album is called The Reset, along with the California Jet Club. And it's, of course, produced and written and masterfully put together by our guest here, Macy Gray, who grew up in Canton, Ohio. And I'm curious, what was high school like as Macy Gray when you were in the 80s and you were a high school kid? How was life like then?
I was a nerdy kid. I was very misfit poster girl. And I have a big family though. My mother has 12 brothers and sisters and my dad had 9, so I had 1 million cousins, and those were really my only friends, really. I think I had 1 or 2 good friends growing up, but most of my friends were my cousins, and so that saved me. But I wasn't, like, you know, the most social kid. So, but you know, if you don't take that the wrong way as a person, if you don't let that we're all so different. We're all so unique. I think some people feel like they have to conform. Some people have to conform. Some people have to try to do things like everybody else. But, you know, innately you are a completely extraordinary individual, totally unique, totally different from everybody else. And if you're not afraid to do that, to be that, then you'll be okay. So, in high school, you know, I didn't understand all that, of course, but I was just very different and didn't know how to be any other way, you know.
It's cool to be you. It's pretty much what you're saying. It's cool to be you. You got to be you.
Yeah, you got to be you. But in high school, you know, you're not
it's
that
tough.
Involved and you know, your feelings get hurt. And so I started skipping school a lot. I was a mess. But, you know, I figured it out eventually.
What records were you listening to back in high school in the 80s as a young girl? What were you jamming out to?
Well, I was a huge, I was an obsessed Prince fan. Like, I painted my bedroom purple. Like, that really was my mentor. I learned everything from him. And he's actually the one that showed me that it was cool to be different, you know? Because remember him? He used to wear heels and he had those pants and his booty was sticking out. And, yeah. But he could do anything with a piano or a guitar. And he wrote these crazy songs. So he was really my inspiration. Like, but the 80s was, I think, one of the best eras for music because you had, you know, you had 80s. Metal and rock and roll was still huge. Hip-hop was making a name for itself. Jazz was still really popular. I remember Herbie Hancock had a number one record then, and Bob Marley was still around, and, you know, people were still, R&B was kind of changing, but you just had this whole, it was like a big candy store for music back then, you know, and I was into all of it. I loved all of it.
And didn't you, at one point, weren't you a backup vocalist for Prince on some of his records? Is that true? Or touring with him?
No, I don't know where that came from. No, that wasn't me. I wish. Nope.
I read that somewhere. Also, Michael Jackson. What about backup singer for Michael Jackson? Is that not true?
No, I was never a backup singer. I'm terrible at harmonies. No one would ever hire me for a backup singer, trust me.
All right, well, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, as you know, Macy.
Yeah.
But what I did read about you is that when you were younger, you wanted to be an actor and you wanted to be a screenwriter. You wanted to make films, and you originally went to college for script writing. Is that true?
So I never imagined myself as an actor. That's not true. But I was good with the pen. Like, I could write myself in and out of anything. I used to do papers for my friends. I could write like essays really fast. And they would give me like $20 to write their school paper. And so
that's a good hustle.
When it was time to go to college, I was in Ohio. I wanted to go to California because it looked so good on television. So I only applied to schools in California, and I only applied to schools that had a writing program. And that was USC had this screenwriting program. I didn't even really know what that was, but I applied and I got in.
I know you're great at writing songs. Does the process change each time, or is the process the same every time you write a song?
No, it's not the same because I write with different people. So my first album, you know, I wrote all my melodies, all my lyrics, and I would come in and I would sing the song to whoever I was working with, and then they would write the chords and stuff, and we put it all together. But, you know, and I've been doing this a long time now, so of course I've done it a million different ways. You know, I've written to tracks, and, you know, some songs I've done, I maybe wrote two words, you know. So it's you know, it's like that song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, right? So it's 50 ways to write a song.
And how many of the songs did you write on the new album, The Reset?
I wrote on all of them. Same thing. I wrote all my melodies and not all the lyrics, most of them though. And we went in my band, the California Jet Club. We went in during COVID it was good because everybody was emotional. Everybody had things to say. Everybody, you know, wanted to express themselves. So we went in. And we were all kind of in that same space, and we just started making music, you know, and this is what we came up with.
The Reset with the California Jet Club. It's the new album. Stream it, request it, blast it. If you want to find out the tour dates that are coming, go to MacyGrayWorld.com. I've heard you say that your albums, you like them to tell stories. What story do you think that you're telling the world with this new album this year, The Reset?
There's lots stories on that album. I think the gist of it is like I said, we wrote it during COVID, and there was so much inspiration at the time, and I think we all just learned so much about ourselves through that, and about the world we live in. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, I didn't really watch the news that much. Everybody was so glued to their favorite news channel, and I think there was so much going on that we didn't know, and so many people that are involved in how we live, you know, that make decisions about us. And I think that COVID really opened everybody's eyes as to you know, the people that really affect us, it was just an album made where I think we were all in the same boat at the time, which was unique for everybody. Like, we were forced to operate from the same plane, you know, and it brought out the good and the evil like I've never seen before. So it was an interesting time, you know, and that's where the album came from.
And I'm really feeling the disco song, by the way. I love the line, a little bit of bump and grind, fuck around and do a line. Yeah, Macy, ready to party, let's go. I love that song. It really puts you in a good mood, and it's a good dancing song. You love the disco music? Did you listen to a lot of disco? I heard that influence on the album.
Oh, yeah. Donna Summer is like an angel from heaven to me. So, but yeah, disco's like the perfect kind of music because it's like you can dance to it, and your average disco song has really great lyrics, you know. And it's just the perfect, perfect kind of music to me.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
One thing I want to talk about before we let you go here soon, Macy Gray, of course, her new album is called The Reset. Make sure you go stream it. Tell your radio stations to play it. But your acting chops, I got to give you props, of course, starring alongside Denzel and Spider-Man and Scary Movie 3, just to list a few. But you have a new animated movie you've been working on, and I read the storyline. This is going to be a fun movie. It's called Sneaks with Martin Lawrence and a bunch of other big stars are involved, and you get to play a shoe, I guess. Or do you play a shoe in this movie?
Yeah, everybody plays a shoe.
What kind of shoe are you? What kind of shoe are you in this movie?
I'm a, like a 6-inch heels, you know, like I'm a badass bitch, you know.
Nice. I can't wait to see that. Has that been fun? Have you recorded all your lines? Is that ready?
Yeah. I'm going in the studio tonight, actually, to do the end title with DJ Mustard. And it's cool. Animation is totally different, you know. The process of making those cartoons. So, you know, I learned a lot. I had to step out of my comfort zone and challenge myself to do a whole new kind of thing.
And Sharon Stone, I hear, is your acting coach. What's the most important thing that you learned from the talented Sharon Stone? She's big time.
She's not really my acting coach. You know, like we spent a couple times together and she helped me with some stuff. But it's not like I go see her every week. Mm-hmm. I wish. But she's so good. But she's my friend. And you know what she taught me about? She was like, the number one thing you need to know about acting is intent. So intent is about everything about you, your expression, you know, from your skin all the way through to your bone is all on the same page. So everything is focused on what you have to say or what you want to accomplish or who you're with or what your response is going to be. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
And so it's just about, she was teaching me that. It's just about being present, like being always, always, always in that moment that you're in a movie. And when you apply that to life, it changes everything, you know. So she's not really my coach. She's just kind of teaching me, like, key things that I need to know.
Well, we've been clearing up a lot of rumors here, Macy, so I'm thankful that you're spending time with us here on the show. The last thing I'm going to ask you, This is the last thing I want to find out is true. Is it true that you have a longtime friendship with Slash, of course, the lead guitarist of Guns N' Roses, and you were his grandmother's personal assistant? Is that true?
That's very true. That was my job while I was in USC. I think she put an ad in the paper, and I answered it, and I just used to help her out. She was a portrait artist. Like, you know, when you go to a bank and you see those big portraits of the owner or the CEO on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did for a living. And her name was Ola Hudson. And she was a beautiful person. But, yeah, I used to go over her house and she would have these little flyers, like those little flyers we used to have when we were a kid, and you would print stuff out on different colored construction paper. Well, I don't know how old you are, but we did it.